The Baron said,
"The definition of money is an idea backed with confidence. It isn't helping your money any to have Lord Lunga's face on all your banknotes."
Johnny suddenly stirred. A premonition based on what had happened with Earth money hit him. He was about to speak. Sir Robert's huge hand closed over his mouth and silenced him. Dries had been looking at Johnny for the last minute. Without taking his eyes off him, Dries said,
"Your worship, has it occurred to you that this young man could be part Salachi?"
There was no humor in his voice at all. Johnny was absolutely glaring at them above Sir Robert's big hand. He wouldn't fight Sir Robert, but he really had his eyes boring into the rest of them.
"It's his eyes. They've got gray in them. Another color, yes. Somewhat like the sea. But look at those eyes. Gray."
"I certainly see what you mean. He does resemble a Salachi."
"I have several picto recordings of him, from a lot of angles. We can get that painter Rensvin to use them and make an idealized portrait, with the helmet in color. There is a special ink that can make the buttons flash, and we can do the helmet in full color, three-dimensional view. But what should be put on the scroll? Johnny, good boy Tyler, conqueror of the cyclos?"
"No, no."
"Who brought freedom from war?"
"No, no. That word freedom would antagonize lords and such. We have to have this really good and final, you know, for we'll be reprinting all currency and retiring all old issues everywhere. We have to add along the bottom, backed by the assets of the Earth Planetary Bank and Intergalactic Mining, or something like that. We can make the picture a bit larger in the center, but the wording..."
He trailed off. MacAdam brightened.
"We've got to get in there what he did. The painter should put in the background a picture of Cyclo exploding. And on the scroll, we can put Johnny Goodboy Tyler, and right under that put, he brought happiness to all races."
"The very thing. It doesn't relegate it to just destroying Cyclo. Because that isn't all he really did. People will know fast enough. His popularity will be not just in the stars, but all over the stars and planets in 16 universes."
Lord Voraz sat forward and drew the resolution to him. He penned in the wording for the banknote, and then he shot his cuffs, raised his pen in a flourish, and signed the resolutions. It was all finished. The small gray men got up. They were all beaming smiles. Sir Robert let go of a morose Johnny, and they shook hands all around.
"I think,"
said Voraz to MacAdam and the Baron,
"that we can work together splendidly. It is banking right after my own heart."
They laughed. The small gray men gathered their papers and left.
"Wee-oo and woof!"
"Oh," said MacAdam, grinning from ear to ear.
"We're free and clear and sailing like birds."
He looked at Johnny.
"Thanks in no small part to you, laddie.